Understanding Waldorf Education, Teaching from the Inside Out, author Jack Petrisch. Broadening Horizons. Waldorf education aims at enabling students as fully as possible to choose and to analyze their individual path through life as adults, and stresses to teachers that the best way to provide meaningful support for the child is to fully comprehend the phases of child development and to bring age-appropriate content to the children that nourishes healthy growth. The philosophy that drives Waldorf education is one in which human possibility is seen as infinite. It places the development of the child in the focal point, convinced that the healthy individual is a prerequisite for a healthy society. Expanding children's strengths. All children have areas of strengths where they are comfortable and interested. These areas usually are the areas where they excel during their school years and later in their workplace, and they should never be ignored. Yet, on the personal level, these areas need to be expanded to bring fullness and completion to an individual student's development. Doing the right thing. Children learn in Waldorf approach how to develop self-discipline. There are times when they have to do something even if they don't want to. Self-discipline is the ability to do the right thing. A key element that enables self-discipline to develop in a healthy way is the early formation of good habits. Measuring a student's progress. The best education is one that always expects children to be active thinkers and to use their imagination to produce assignments that show originality and effort, not just a recapitulation of facts. Standardized tests are the most common means of assessing children's educational progress, but it is problematic according to Waldorf standards. Standardized tests can't measure creativity, imagination, conceptual thinking, curiosity, effort, judgment, commitment, ethical reflection, or a host of other valuable attributes. It leans too heavily on the side of the brain and measures only a portion of human intelligence. Developing thinking. To be prepared for the future, thinking will need to be imaginative and participatory. It will require that students not only discover the unknown answer to the problem, but also the question that is still waiting to be asked. Eventually, imaginative thinking will help them to envision many different solutions to the problems they encounter, and they will need to reflect and consider the solution that will be best for everyone. Developing feeling. Educating students to be emotionally responsive and responsible requires the education of feelings. To develop the capacity for emotional involvement, Waldorf schools enhance their educational program by integrating the arts throughout the curriculum. Artistic activities such as painting, drawing, drama, and music infuse every child's school experience. By fostering a heartfelt connection between the student and the subject, education becomes more meaningful, and also more memorable. Developing willing. If our children are going to help change this world, they will need a reservoir of strength that is not stymied by obstacles. Children develop will over time through conscious repetition and a gentle insistence on good habits. When the simplest task, such as pushing in a chair, becomes a conscious discipline, children are able to perform the mundane tasks that are at the foundation of success. The importance of play in Waldorf schools. Play is a key component in Waldorf early childhood program because it contributes to the mental, social, and active development of the children. Through play, they move beyond their own egocentricity and expand their knowledge of the social world. They learn how to be part of a social group, and this is essential for the formation of positive human relationships. Another benefit of play is the development of thoughtfulness and rapt attention. Children are totally absorbed in their play world. Through discipline, true concentration and one-pointedness develop. The role of stories in the curriculum. A story, particularly a told story, engages children completely. It stills them outwardly and activates them inwardly. It also elicits thoughtful response from the students and provides a model of organization, ordering information and giving sequence to events, making it possible for learning to take place effortlessly. Stories enable teachers to touch and instruct their students on the deepest level. Each elementary grade at Waldorf School has its story theme. These stories become the starting point for many language art lessons. The children write their own synopsis of the tales, extract dialogue for skits, work on plays and reports, spelling words, grammar lessons, even dictations. The importance of work. Through the regular work of the classroom, the children develop a stronger connection with the real world. It is good for them to know that everyday items, like bread, don't just appear, but are the result of somebody's work and come from certain components. Good habits of mind. Waldorf High School students are engaged throughout each week actively, emotionally, and thoughtfully, just as they were in their earlier education. But the emphasis in this stage moves towards thinking, which is developed through the types of subjects that are taught and the habits of mind that are cultivated. Waldorf schools offer a comprehensive approach to the development of critical thinking. The students play an important role in determining which habits of mind will be cultivated during the years of the high school. The essential parent. Parents are an essential part of the educational equation. The relationship between the parent and the child, or between the parent and the teacher, is significant. When parents invest time and energy in furthering their child's education, actively, emotionally, and mentally, good things happen. Their active support presence adds solidity to the school and stability to the child. Empowering parents. When parents understand and embrace the principles of child development that are at the heart of the Waldorf education, they can make choices at home that support the work that is being done at school. The goal of parent education at every level of a Waldorf school should be empowerment. Investing time and effort in parent education is one of the best decisions any school can make. When parents and teachers form a team, working to meet the needs of children, significant educational progress can be made. The Waldorf class teacher. In Waldorf schools, the class teacher teaches the class from the first grade to the eighth. When strong emotional ties fostered by continuity develop between teacher and students over a long period of time, learning is furthered. This approach has several advantages. First, it is most economical use of time. Looping teachers will not spend the first 2 months of the school year getting to know the students, nor will the students spend the first 2 weeks of the year trying to adjust to new expectations and testing the limits. From an academic perspective, the continuing teacher will already be aware of the individual learning styles, the student's basic strengths and deficiencies, as well as the full extent of the material that was introduced in previous years. What makes a good teacher? Loving parents will invariably continually see the best in the child, and that is exactly what teachers need to do. Moreover, self-evaluation is an integral part of good teaching. Good teachers can tell you better than anyone else what they do well and where they need to improve. A sense of inadequacy is a great gift, as it provides teachers with an opportunity to change and grow. Teaching is a path of self-development. Waldorf teachers are encouraged to deal with education as an art. Artists invariably use opposites to enhance their work. Dark and light, foreground and background, the list is extensive. Similarly, in education, teachers must employ opposites to enhance their work. The tension between formality and informality is at the center of the classroom discipline. The interplay between staying with the prepared lessons and exploring subjects that arise spontaneously gives structure to the instruction while at the same time adds life and vibrancy. And when a commitment to high standards is combined with genuine understanding, children and teachers flourish. Towards a truly human education. Waldorf schools instruct kids on a number of levels. On a basic level, children learn basic skills and good work habits. On another level, they learn about the world in which they live. They learn about history, mathematics, art, culture, etc. But on a deeper level, they learn what it means to be a human being. This is a fundamental lesson that is addressed in many ways to help children understand the fullness of their humanity. And it is in this picture of the human being that the spiritual foundation of the school becomes evident. Moral education. Trying to help children with moral questions is a comprehensive, three-dimensional undertaking, not simply a matter of learning. In Waldorf schools, the development of good work habits is part of the moral education that begins with the very first lesson in grade 1. Moral irresponsibility later on is a consequence of the psychological unresponsiveness during students' days. A world-class education. Waldorf education has proved itself adaptable. Since the first school was started in Central Europe, this education continues to inspire people from all walks of life and in all parts of the world. Waldorf schools have a reputation for producing well-rounded, resourceful, and balanced human beings who are able to cope with the demands of a fast-changing and uncertain world.